In 1 Peter 1, the Bible says, "As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." That is, in every aspect of how we live. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, as you think spiritually about the challenges of daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott to challenge and encourage us to holy living.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliott talking again today about mothers at home. And I want to read a letter from one of our listeners in Memphis, Tennessee. "I'm writing to you tonight with a burden on my heart. How grateful I am to the Lord for women who have chosen to walk by faith and remain at home to be keepers of the home and raise their children in love and are full of good works. What makes my heart drop is to hear some of these women say that after their children are gone, then they will have time to go to work. If these women choose to work outside the home because they are, quote, free, unquote, of children, who will be left to help the sick, care for widows, and teach the younger women? There's a great work that needs attention in the body of Christ, and fewer women are available for this work with an eternal reward. Please continue to encourage us to keep walking by faith until death and not yield to the world's ways in our older age. I see women who are examples to others working outside the home, just a few hours, they say, while the children are in school. Others see them as working mothers, and it's further cause for some to follow their example. What a burden we put on ourselves for the reason of helping out when our helper is standing by to meet our needs, if only we'd ask and trust him. I know you understand. Thanks for listening and for being there." Well, thank you so much, Sharon. And I do understand, and it is a deep burden on my heart as well, because in Titus 2, verses 3 to 5, instructions to older women are that they should teach the younger women. And among the things that we're to teach them are to love their children, to love their husbands, to be pure, and to stay home, in order that the word of God may not be blasphemed. And I agree with Sharon that if the women feel that they are free to go out and get a job as soon as they've raised their own children, who are these older women that are going to be available to help the younger women raise their children? And I think many of you know and will agree with me that in a good many churches, it's only too obvious that this is not happening because the younger children are completely out of control. Just the other day in the church where we go, we saw a young mother who did not know, this mother really did not know, that it's possible to teach a two-year-old to come because you say come. And she was chasing after this little kid all over the parking lot. My husband called out to her and he said, "Don't chase her, call her." Well, she just laughed at that. But I think if the older women in the church were doing the job that they should be doing, there might be some changes in the behavior of the children. And of course, above all, this is what God tells us to do. I have a letter from a husband who is making it on one income. Think about the possibility that you might make some sacrifices. And in many cases, it means very real material sacrifice for a family to make it on one income. But there are thousands of families that are making it. The great question is, what do you think you need? That word need is a tricky one, isn't it? This man says, "I have been listening to your radio program for quite some time. I'm grateful God has put you on this earth to touch our lives. I just finished listening to your program today about the stay-at-home mother. Just had to write to you. I'm a blessed father of three children, ages 5, 4, and 2, with a wonderful, loving, and caring wife by my side. Jennifer and I have been married for 6 years. My wife stopped working 3 years ago when she became pregnant with our third child. She had told me that the Lord was moving her to stay home with our children. We always try to give each other support in the decisions he, we, or I make. At first, I did not think it could be possible. But when we sat down to do our budget, we found that we had no credit cards to pay on. We had no car payments to make. We found out all along the Lord wanted Jennifer to be at home. We will be homeschooling our children starting this fall. We do not have a fancy house. As a matter of fact, we have a house that was moved out onto our lot 3 years ago that we are still working on to complete. I do not make a fancy salary. We do all that we do with the Lord's blessing and $18,000 a year. Family of five, $18,000 a year. We're able to pay our house payment, insurance, clothes, food, gas, and church responsibilities on this one salary per year. People ask me how I do it. Sometimes I wonder myself, but when it comes down to the end of it all, I know the Lord has a plan for our lives, and I wouldn't have my wife anywhere else but home with the children. I don't know if you get many letters from men on this subject, but I think if they would be willing to give a try to their wives staying at home, they would see a better difference in their children, as I have in mine. Thanks for your time, Elizabeth, and God bless you and your family. Well, thank you, Chris. I do appreciate so much that letter. Let me read to you from Matthew 6, verses 31 to 33. Are you fearful about how you would make it, what you would eat, and what you would put on? Well, Jesus said, let me start with 28. Jesus said, "Why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But first, seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Now there, we have a definition of needs, don't we? What your heavenly Father knows that you need is food to eat, something to drink, and something to wear. And of course, I'm sure that the Lord knows you need shelter as well. But how many of the extras of life do you really need? Are you willing to trust God? If God may be calling somebody who's listening to me today to allow his wife to stay at home, or perhaps a wife who's listening who wants to work but hasn't really considered what the Lord says in this passage on what older women are to teach the younger. They are to teach the younger to stay home. When people say to me, "Well, do you think people should stay home, or do you feel that people should stay home? Because what are my thoughts or my feelings worth when it comes right down to eternal things? If God has a word to say about it, that is worth something." So listen to him. Another letter from Bakersfield, California. "I, too, am a Bible study teacher at a Christian school. The principal told me that I am a dying breed as a mother who stays home. My husband was out of work for 9 months last year, and all the counsel we received recommended that I go to work. My husband and I decided that we would move into an apartment and homeschool our children rather than having me return to work. Praise the Lord that he delivered us and that never became necessary. This year, my husband's new business will gross a large sum of money, and we're enjoying the privilege of watching the Lord build the business rather than building it man's way on man's strength. One of my deep concerns for women staying at home with young children is the pressure put on them to serve in the church. The Lord has convicted me of the fact that in order to do this, I can only be out of my home one day a week. Last year, I began a small prayer group at my son's Christian school, which has become a complete full-service ministry for women. He has added activities a step at a time, and yet none of us has to be out of our homes more than one day a week." And right here, I'd like to pause and ask the question, is the same pressure for women to serve in the church put on the woman who works outside the home? I really doubt it. I think that people just take it for granted that if you work outside the home, you have a full-time job, you can't really be expected to do anything else. But those who work outside the home do so for maybe 8 hours, 9 hours, maybe 10, counting transportation. But how many hours a day does a mother work? Is there a very good reason why we should expect the mothers at home to serve the church in a way that we wouldn't expect the working mothers to do? She says, we now offer verse-by-verse Bible study, fellowship, share time, outreach, a ministry of helps, meals, child care, hospitality, and even a newsletter. The highest point of our year was when two babies were saved at a family planning clinic, and almost every person in our group had something to do with it. Well, I do thank the Lord for those of you who, by conviction, are staying home. But I don't want to close this program without saying that I realize that some of you would love to stay home. You have to work. So far, God has not shown you an alternative. Perhaps you have to work because your husband is insisting, and so you are being submissive to your husband. I want to encourage all of you who are listening, men and women alike, fathers, mothers, whatever, to seek God's will, because that is the gateway to joy.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.